We are up to Simon Tafayin Tes in Hilchas Pesach, and that's what we'll be doing. So we're talking about after the Afikomen, Akar Kach Mozgin Lo Ko Shlishi. The halacha is that the third cup is poured. Says the Mishnah Berurah, unlike the second cup, the third one, if you used your cup, your becher, during the meal, then you're going to have to go and rinse it out again, like every din of kosher bracha, inside and outside. And people that are not knowing, that are not makbar all year, should be zor leila pesach, because we do all kinds of hidurei mitzvah. Umavarach alav birkas hamazon, and we say birkas hamazon on it. This is, even though during the year, when a person benches on his own, we say that birkas hamazon is certainly not to unakos. Nevertheless, the takanas chachamim was that the four koses should be drunk on different together with different mitzvahs. So benching here, they were mechayev a kos on. So what do you do? Umvarach olav birkas hamazon ubar priagafen. One says a bar priagafen on it. This is even according to the mechaber that the different koses do not require a bracha. But since you benched, you were mafsik between the shtiyah of the second and the third, so you have to make a new bar priagafen. V'shoseu behesebo, you drink it behesebo v'lo yivarach acharav, and we do not say a bracha of alagefen. We say that only after the fourth kos. If someone drank without his seba, so lamaisa, we came out that if since you cannot drink between the third and the fourth kos, it would need a bracha, and it would be a mosif ala kosis. Says the Machaber now, v'lo yishte yayin beino l'kos revi'i. It is also to drink wine between the third and the fourth kos. Haga miyu mikos shlishi yochalishtos kamapamim v'akol mechshev shtiachas. From that third kos, you're allowed to drink as much as you want. That means that Mi'ikar Adin, if you have an enormous kos, you can keep drinking from it. Af agav dehifsik ben hatayim, even though you stop drinking, you can come back to finish that cup. Now, with regard to the issur of drinking after the third kos, so there are a few reasons that are given. One reason is that if you're going to drink too much, you're going to fall asleep before you finish Hallel, and you will also not be able to stay up for the rest of the night learning Hilchos Pesach. The other day is because Nira Kamosif al Hakosis, because it looks as if you're drinking more than the four koses of Chazal or Metakin. Now, the poskim say that if you're talking about a chash that you're going to get drunk, then that would apply to any hard drink, and it doesn't have to be wine itself. With regard to a Mosif al Hakosis, so there, anything that you could be yotz arba kosis with, which according to the Mishnah Berurah includes chamar medina, so anything that we would consider a social drink, would be asur as a chash of nirakamos of ala kosis. So the only thing that you're allowed to drink between the third and the fourth kos would be something that is neither intoxicating, could it possibly be chamar medina. Further, Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha does point out that even with Chamar Medina, the only problem is if you're talking about a kost mole, a kost with a shear. But if you're talking about just drinking a little bit, taking a sip, then that would not be a problem. So the only thing that would be usher then is a mashka, a shak, or something intoxicating. There, even the smallest amount after the kost, one should not drink. Now, furthermore, if someone finished drinking the third kos and had no intention of drinking anything else, and now he got thirsty, since he's going to have to make a bracha on it, that would be a problem of nira kamosif ala kosis. But that, once again, is if he's drinking wine, where the bracha would have to be bar pri agafen, that's a nira kamosif ala kosis. This would apply even if he's drinking from that same cup, if he was mamish masiach das, if he decided, I'm not drinking anymore. Says the Mechaber, mitzvah lachzer achar zimun. There's a mitzvah to see to it that you have a zimun at Leil HaSeder. Now, what exactly is he referring to? So the poskim here say that the zimun of Birkas HaMazon, there's no difference between Leil HaSeder or any other night. You do not have to dafka look for a zimun for benching at Leil HaSeder. What we're talking about is a zimun for saying Hallel together, for saying and answering Hallel. Therefore, In other words, having one person say Hodu Lashem and then everyone else answering him. Now, if that's the case, then what you can do is call someone who's already eaten somewhere else. He's already eaten his afikomen. He's already benched a la coast, and you call him over to join you for halal in order to answer. So this the halacha would be mutter. But lemaisa, the poskim say that mi'ikar adin, if there are three people there, even if it's a husband, wife, and say a child, the halacha is that legabe the zimun of hodu l'Hashem, that's good enough. All you need is that one person should say hodu, and that the other two should answer. Lemaisa, he says that since the minig is to sing it, it's really not right to have the men and women singing back and forth to each other. Now, if someone actually wants a zimun for Birkas HaMazon, so what he wants to do is go to his neighbor's house and bench there, he should not eat the afikomen in his house, because in order to go and bench and be mitzarved to zimun somewhere else, you'll have to eat in that second place. And since you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen, if you ate the afikomen in your place, there's no way you'll be able to eat here to be mitzarved. As a result of it, you should eat the afikomen in the house that you would like to bench in. Now, lemaisa, that is not a minig today. The Mishnah Berurah says the minig is not to go eat the afikomen somewhere else, and people don't go looking for a zimun like that. However, the right thing to do is to be mahadir, to make sure that you have guests, so that there's no shaila of a zimun. Further, says the Ramon now, v'hagodol shebehem omo hodu, and the godol shebehem says hodu, v'ona and ona Hashem, v'acherim onim achrav, and the others answer him. The godel is allowed to give the cotton rishus in order to keep him up, and as far as chinuch as well. Now, in the case of hodu, so there are two minhagim. According to the minhag, that the one who is saying the shots, that is, says Yomer No Yisrael, Yomer No Beis Aaron, Yomer Yirei Hashem, and everyone just answers Hodu Lashem Kitov. Lefi the Gra, that is the meaning that everyone else just says Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilam Chazdo and nothing more. So there, the shatz is being motzi everybody. If that's the case, then you could not use a cotton. Whereas if everybody says all the psukim, then you can use a cotton as well. So in Ona Hashem Oshin, Ona Hashem Atzlichana, since there everyone says all the psukim, a cotton too is allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur, he's allowed to lead. Further, says the Ramah, V'nagu shebal habayis mevarach birkas hamazon b'leil pesach. The minig is that the bal habayis benches, he leads the zimun, shenemer tov ayin hu yivorach vu mikre tov ayin, sheomar kol dechvin yesev yechol. The bal habayis is the tov ayin, and therefore he is the one to bench. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though you have an oreach, and normally the halach is oreach mevarach, leil haseder the bal habayis is mevarach, but he says that there's no kpeda, of course, if someone else benched, but the evid, of course, you're yotzatu. It's only a question of the lechatchila.